So what we've learned from the final round robin match of the 2015 ATP World Tour Finals at the O2 Arena in London is that Murray's ATP season of 2015 is at an end. No thanks to the world number 4, Stanislas Wawrinka, as he beats Murray in straight sets 7-6, 6-4 in 1 hour and 54 minutes. The first set, Wawrinka got 5 points in a row in the tiebreak of Murray after Murray was 4-2 up on his serve, but Wawrinka kept his calm and held his nerve to beat Murray in that tiebreak. But then it just kept going for Wawrinka. His form was starting to get better in the first service game of Murray in the second set, as Murray was broken by Wawrinka yet again. And then Wawrinka went up 5-2 lead after another break of serve of Murray. But then Andy Murray had a late comeback to make it 5-4. But Stan the man held his nerve once again to win the final set 6-4. And now in the head-to-head, Murray is just one match ahead of Wawrinka to 8-7 after the 15th meeting. And it's now on hard court 6-4. So Murray failed to get the comeback this evening after that defeat in the US Open quarterfinals of 2013 to stop his defence of that title and his first ever Grand Slam title. How long ago that feels now. I'm with Connor Porter, who did his live tweet commentary for Let's Talk Sport Twitter account, which is at Let's Talk Sport 12. And Connor, it's another match to show frustration for our home favourite of Andy Murray.
Yeah, it's definitely shown frustration for Andy Murray. Evidently shown during the last set of the game of the match against Wawrinka this evening, as he smashed his racket onto the ground of the court. And ultimately, Ian Davis gave the description of it looking like Pac-Man, which really it gives a good resemblance to his game, because he was being eaten up by the racket himself because he wasn't performing to his best ability. As you mentioned before, you know, 5 straight conceded points during the tiebreak when he was 4-2 up. That was the first shot towards Andy Murray's exit of this tournament. And then second of all, when he had that really nice net play during the second set, when it was only 3-2, he was able to draw it back, and it looked like he was coming back into the game and looked like he could manage to win this set. But then Wawrinka straight away dominated, ace service into every single shot, and ultimately won that following set by a clean sweep, and it went to 4-2 in the second. And to me, the frustration played the ultimate part, and it was clearly on show throughout, especially at the end, as previously mentioned. But, you know, he was so angry, screaming into his hands. And ultimately, for me, Jamie, this is a sign of a 10-year pro now who still hasn't learned from his first year of tennis. I mean, he's only won 2 Grand Slams now throughout his entire career, the US Open and Wimbledon, of course. And I feel as if, unless he manages to control his frustration, I know a lot of people, you know, say, channel your frustration. You can do well if you do. But unless he manages to channel that, he's not going to win any more Grand Slams for me. And winning these ATP tournaments can do wonders for you in Grand Slams in the future. But it's the greatest hurdle of them all in order to win Grand Slams. And if you can't get that frustration controlled, to me, he's not going to win any more. What do you think about that, Jamie?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, he's getting old. He's 28 years old. He was born in the same week as Novak Djokovic, funny enough. They're both the same age, and he must look at Novak and think, what difference does he have compared to me that's making him win at least 10 Grand Slams so far in his career and winning nearly every Masters title on offer? And that straight away says it all. And I think when you look previewing to this match, you've got to remember that Murray last played Wawrinka when Stan never had a Grand Slam to his name. 2 years on, they've both got the same amount of Grand Slams, and now they have a lot in common with each other. I'll go through the match statistics. So with aces, Wawrinka won by 4-2, but Wawrinka had 4 double faults compared to Murray's single one. But then looking at the winners, 27-22 for Wawrinka. That stat there says how close it was. On forced errors, it's Murray with 30, Wawrinka with 29. Then net points won with Murray, it's 9 out of 12. Then to look at Wawrinka's side, it's 17 out of 25. Then looking at the break points won, Murray had 10 opportunities. He only got 2 But then you look at Wawrinka, he had 5 opportunities and got 3. And really, I've always looked at Murray not having the killer instinct when he really needs it. And do you think statistics right there just shows it all, Connor?
Well, net points, they had that really strong one at the top of the 9th game of the second set. I think Murray won that game, if my memory recalls correctly. But overall, those statistics really lie on how well each tennis player plays the game and the manner in which they do so, in my eyes. And for me, Wawrinka played excellently well, and he was so calm throughout, despite the challenges that were ahead of him. You know, going up to the service net to check on the floor for markings before making a challenge may have been unsportsmanlike, but at least, you know, he didn't get frustrated because of the fact that it went against him or something like that. Murray did. And when Wawrinka made up to the challenge by the net, you know, you just saw Murray smiling away, like going, what on earth's going on? But ultimately, this, to me, shows Wawrinka is higher now than Murray in the world rankings. And I know that might be ludicrous to say, but overall, I just think it is. And Murray, to me, is not proving that he's number 2 in the world. And it's such a shame because he has so much promise behind him. He really, for me, needs to sort out that frustration. And I don't know if the coach is the problem, because he's been through so many coaches now. And I'm just hoping that 2016 is such a more promising year for him, because unfortunately, I don't see him do well in the Davis Cup. I think Federer and Wawrinka, who are playing in the semi-final tomorrow, will dominate that competition. And I just don't see anything more coming out of 2015 for Andy Murray.
Well, of course, Great Britain up against Belgium in a week's time in the Davis Cup final. Obviously, you mentioned Stan Wawrinka and Roger Federer playing in the semi-finals tomorrow night. So that is the complete semi-final pack, along with Rafael Nadal up against the world number 1 of Novak Djokovic. So that's taking place at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. But looking at the semi-finals, it's looking like a very tough contest in both matches. Which ones are you going to dare yourself and make a prediction on both of these matches, Connor?
Well, I think Federer is probably going to win the Battle of the Swiss. I feel as if he's such a stronger player than Wawrinka. I don't think Wawrinka is up to the standard of Federer quite yet. Obviously shown by how many Grand Slams Federer has won throughout his career. Wawrinka's still got a bit of a way to go. Djokovic versus Nadal, ooh, that's going to be a great game. Djokovic, of course, number 1 in the world, but Nadal's on form. To me, I still feel that Djokovic is going to win that game. I feel it's going to be a Federer-Djokovic final, but I'm not going to call that one just yet.
Yeah, I would completely agree with you, Connor. You know me, well, I'm like a beautiful game podcast. I don't like to jump to conclusions when it comes to finals, when it's still a bit to go. But no, we haven't got much time left, and I just wanted to quickly mention that with the fact that the match between Roger Federer and Stan Wawrinka will be live on Let's Talk Sports Mix the Page tomorrow night from 8 o'clock with myself, Jamie Davis, and Ian Davis. And hopefully as well, Connor Porter can provide more live tweet commentary from our Twitter account, which will also be streamed to our website as well on our live page, and have our audio boom reaction to it as well, just like this one. Connor, any final words before we wrap up this reaction to Murray's ATP season ending of 2015?
Well, Murray, to me, he just, you know, he needs to channel that frustration in a good way. And I have confidence that he can do that, but it's not going to happen, I don't think, until maybe after the Australian Open, really, as well. So maybe just look ahead now, look ahead towards the French and the Wimbledon Grand Slams for any sort of Murray success in the future in 2016. Wawrinka, good luck to him. I feel as if, you know, his time is finally coming, and he's not won a Grand Slam, has he? No, I don't think so.
Wawrinka's won
two. There you go. I feel as if, yeah, another Grand Slam is coming for Wawrinka in 2016 as well.
Well, thank you very much, Connor. We haven't got much time left, so thank you all very much for listening to this podcast. So Murray loses out yet again and doesn't reach the semi-finals for at least the second year running at the ATP World Tour Finals. I've been Jamie Davis along with Connor Porter. Thank you very much for watching, and goodbye.